Loading.
Connecto.
Loyal Aim Lab. Pink caster, light red.
Equipment wielder. Blue caster, Cheetah's a zeal.
Explorer from the unknown. Yellow caster, auto car.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Welcome everyone to Enter the Amazons. I am Pinkcaster Lytrin. With me are Bluecaster Ashita Zazil and Yellowcaster Autogar. We are here to talk about Kamen Rider Amazons, the great gory Kamen Rider show.
It's and fucking Lane great. And Lane is phoning it in today.
Oh, am I. So, we got a special episode for you this week, people. We got a double episode special.
More Amazons for your bucks.
That's right. So we're going to talk about episodes 7 and 8 of Amazons.
We do apologize that there was no episode last week.
Yeah. We were busy.
No. You know what? Let's be honest with them. I was on vacation. You two knew that you couldn't do the show without me. And so
yes,
you guys just waited.
Gar is irreplaceable.
I know. It just wouldn't be the same without him.
Even though you guys, you know, it's mostly you two talking when we do Enter the Amazon.
No, but we like, it's not the same with
you. You are a valued member of this team.
Very valued. Yep.
Like a Zognoid. Anyways, okay, yeah. We're talking about Amazon 7 and 8. These were good episodes.
Yeah, these were so good episodes.
Oh my god, just Haruka.
So, like, the start of the episode, I swear to God, I was like, did we fucking miss something? Because, like, it starts with the team fighting Omega in a burning building, and I'm like, what is going on?
I was just expecting, like, Haruka to just narrate, just being like, you're probably wondering how it all comes to this. Well, it all began.
What do you think, Kuji Takaru?
God.
That show is almost over!
It's almost over.
Okay, so... So, it, like Lane called, it turned out they were training.
I called, though.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And then Mamo runs in because apparently no one gave him... No one gave Mamo the memo.
So he just runs in, Haruka, don't fight them! Come on! It's training, Mamoru. Oh.
In fact, you get in here, too. And my thought on that is it really smart to be training with the equipment that's designed to kill these creatures?
Yep.
Don't worry. I mean,
is there like a dial that they have to turn to like...
Dial it to stun.
Dial that, yeah. Set phasers to stun is probably the name of the trope.
Set phasers to goddamn.
Set phasers to stun.
But it's okay, because apparently Haruka was holding back too.
A lot of my favorite part of this episode was just like Jin being in his apartment and he's just like, I'm bored! I can't detect Amazons! And just Nanoha's just cooking, like, food for him. He's like, this sucks!
Can you go bug them
like,
again?
Like, go plant a bug! And this sucks! Alright, I fucking get it! Here's your food!
This sucks!
Jin
is a whiny bitch.
I'm bored.
Yeah, I wanna go kill Amazons!
I'll do it this afternoon!
I'll do it later! God!
Anything with me!
You don't understand me at all!
You're not my real mom!
I never want to see you again! I don't know why
you're not. Nanoha's just looking at
him.
Can
we have sex?
Can we have sex now?
What? Okay, that just.
You have to be an alpha, though, to do it when you're doing it. And he's like, okay,
he's the alpha male.
No, it's like, wait, transform?
Oh, God.
Leave the helmet.
Alright.
It's just, okay.
Violent break.
Ugh. Nailed it.
Yes.
There you go.
So, Game of the Butchers is the name of episode 7.
Yeah, Game of the Butchers.
Is Son of the Butchers gonna show up?
Yeah, where's Ricky?
Game of the Butchers? Game? Exit confirmed!
I mean... The next episode, we did see someone in, like, a t-shirt and shorts.
Oh, right.
Actually confirmed.
So there was this cute little scene where Kazuya goes on about how he had to drop off Mizuki.
Oh, God, it was fucking
brilliant.
I love this guy so much.
Hilarious. He's like,
I think he's trying to like hit on her because he like got her contact info for.
She's like 16.
I don't know. It's legal there.
I just find it hilarious how it's like he's driving. He's like, so we're driving away.
So this was me, right?
This was me. That's her. That's her.
We get a flashback to the sticker that says, "Welcome to Japan."
Welcome to Japan.
Yep.
Welcome to Japan.
Okay, you're taking it a little far.
Really racist.
Hashtag racism. Hey, I'm the yellow caster.
No.
I mean, okay.
Racist?
Hashtag racist. You decide. You decide!
So, most of the episode, we see this guy in, like, this green tracksuit type deal who's hidden. And, of course, we end up finding out it's Tachibana, as anyone who's watched the episode.
Yeah, and he's become a homicidal maniac, apparently.
Apparently, he was the whole time.
Yeah, he murdered a woman.
He's the type of freak who just enjoys beating the shit out of people.
So, he's, what's his name from Walking Dead? He's Shane?
No, but Shane just wanted to get with Lori.
You probably just spoiled that for some people.
It's been 6 years.
It's been 6 years.
I don't care. I'm just saying.
It's been a decade since the comic.
God. What's funny is, like, later on, like, Mom or no, that's in the next episode. But,
This episode reminded me of Persona 4.
Yeah.
Because there was a dead body on an antenna.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, hi, Persona 4.
Yeah.
I've never played Persona.
It's good.
The police discovered that the words Midnight Channel were written on her in blood.
She was a teacher at whatever high school.
Inaba.
Yeah, there you go.
At generic Yasogami Japanese high school.
Yeah, Yasogami High.
Yasogami
the same high school where Forze went.
No.
Oh, Amanagawa. Wouldn't that be a weird way to connect the Amazons with Forze?
No.
Yes.
No.
No, you connect it to the abandoned school in Kuga.
Sure.
There you go.
Or the abandoned school in Fies.
Or the abandoned school. Man, there are a lot of abandoned schools in Kamen Rider.
What were you about to say, the third one?
Oh, no, that was the joke.
Oh.
So Haruka's sort of kind of integrated himself into the team at this point. Apparently,
and they've got bitchin' uniforms!
Yeah, apparently, like, it's been 2 weeks or something since, like, the last episode. So,
yeah.
So he's kind of been doing stuff. Because, like, they make a reference to, like, oh, this Amazon sounds like another one we fought 2 weeks ago, and then shows, like, them battling, and then, like, they fuck up because, like...
Nope,
Haruka fucks up the timing and ends up in the hole.
Yeah.
Literally in the hole.
In Mamo's hole.
But, it confused me, because I thought they were making, like, a reference to, like, episode 2, because, like, the terrain looked the same.
But then again, look at the tone of this show.
Yeah.
It all looks the same.
Yeah, it really does.
Oh, my God. You know what they try to do with the Amazon?
Hmm?
They tried to pull Team Rocket. Just bury it. Just make a hole. It'll fall into it. They won't be able to get out.
It wasn't...
It was just funny seeing, like...
Pitfalls are just kind of a thing.
It was just funny seeing, like, Omega suit actor just, like, jumping and just trying to, like, stick the landing. He's like...
Yeah. And then tumble in.
Yeah.
Hit. Nope.
Find out that, Mr. Creepy Newspaper Delivering Sandwich Eating Fellow is the Shrike Amazon, or at least that's what the subs call him.
Yep.
Squawk!
And apparently the Shrike is like, it's like a carnivorous bird.
Squawk!
Which makes sense, because I could see a beak on it.
Yep.
Squawk!
So Omega, as they're fighting it, pulls out this new weapon, the sickle. Oh, it's so awesome.
Oh my god, and he fucking just shoves into his jugless juggler.
The juggler!
Okay.
The jugglers.
Just like my dad does.
We need to watch Orb.
Yeah, okay. Anyways. Guard, don't open CDs while we're recording the show.
No.
Anyways.
I am.
So after like a violent break to the fucking neck on this thing, it actually gets away, and it literally
fucking
leaps.
Like, I keep forgetting that Amazons, like, have this super awesome jumping ability, so you just see him go, into the force of, like...
That catches me off guard every time!
Oh, God, we're going to talk about the one in the next episode.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They do this
thing
where, like...
I'm gonna tell you my story, where I leaped, leap, leap.
Oh, God. God damn it. In Sabule.
So while Omega and half the team are fighting Shrike, Nozomi and Mamoru are investigating the owner of the junkyard, who they think is suspicious. and promptly fall into a trap.
Yeah, and then it's a cool shot of, like, dropping, like, a lighter, and it, like, bounces off, like, the ladder, and then into the ground, sets the whole thing on fire, closes the trap door.
Yeah, like, the instant I heard you hear noise, me go, shit, there's gasoline down here, I'm like, oh my god, it's a fucking trap. Then you see him sneaking behind Mamo. No! No! Don't kill my favorite characters! It's a trap! So episode 7 ends with them
burning. I didn't know it
burning.
Was Mamoru down there. I'm like, oh wait, he can just dig his way out. And then what happens in this in episode 8?
Yeah, after they hype up this whole trap thing at the end of episode 7, in episode 8, literally just Mamo drills his way through. And I'm like,
dig a
well,
dig, dig.
I mean, I knew that was coming, but...
Yeah, like you're a monster.
Like Digimon.
But yeah, so like Haruka's trying to find like the Shrike, whatever, in the forest, whatever, finds him and tries to like... talk to him and, like, calm him down or whatever to come in peacefully. And he's like, no, like, I have this hunger and I can't resist it. Like, you know, I found the woman that was murdered or whatever like that. And I was going to eat her, but she was already decomposing and I just couldn't. So I just left her up on the power lines or whatever to be found.
Because that's the logical conclusion. Instead of leaving her in the freezing car, hang her out to dry on a fucking power line.
Yeah, and then...
Where is the logic leap in that?
And then just, like, he keeps saying, oh, I need to eat. Like, I have this hunger I can't satisfy. And, like, I always need to eat.
And I'm just like, look at Mamo and Haruka. Go eat some fucking hamburgers. Take a fucking trip through the McDonald's drive-thru.
No, in which I said it's not that simple. I think it's his hunger for, like, human flesh. So, like, he can't... satisfy that hunger.
Oh, one other thing about when the monster jumped away, I looked around and I saw Fuku and I'm like, you're a sniper! Why didn't you snipe it as it was jumping?
Because that's Kamurair Braves. Or Kamurair Snipes.
It's funny, at like one point that...
It's not even a sniper rifle. It's a fucking pistol or a magnum and then it turns into just a normal rifle.
At one point, like, Mizaki, like, finds a bunch of, like, hikers and he's like, oh, we're about to do something very dangerous here. You need to, like, vacate the premises, like, get to a safe place...
Yeah, Kazuya's always the PR guy.
It's like, what's this guy's deal? Like, is he a cosplayer? And they're like, ew, gross.
I was like, they probably thought he was about to LARP.
Yeah.
I'm LARPing over here.
I mean, like, you're saying, like, oh, we're doing dangerous work when you're wearing, like, a tactical helmet with, like, infrared scopes and, like, you have a gun with you.
Well, they didn't see the gun. He had it on his back.
Oh, that's true.
It was like, oh, I guess some guys are playing army.
Are you guys, you know, reenacting a war? Yes. A war against Godzilla.
Sorry.
It's a mean pink caster thing. We've been watching Godzilla movies.
So so then they like Nozomi and
Mamo
find out like, oh, it's not an Amazon and he's just a human, and for that reason they have a protocol where they can only attack Amazons, not humans, and so
and
actually,
even
like,
though
stops
he's
her.
Chained them up and he's literally beating the shit out of them
like,
to the point of near death, they're gonna just literally roll over and fucking take it.
2 points in this episode we thought Nozomi was dead and we were like, oh god, and then just nope, she's still there, just all bloodied up and beaten.
He beats the shit out of her with a pipe and then he pulls out gloves.
This is starting to turn into like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, no, you've said it before.
Beating the shit out of people, not even
kidding. It's not even about the Amazons anymore, it's about the people.
And I'm just thinking like, man, it would have been great if you guys had more info about the people you work for. That way you could have known that this was a guy from the Nozomi office. Or Nozama office.
Yeah. Amazons.
Oh my god. Nozama, Amazon.
Oh my god! I was just thinking that too. I was like, wait a minute.
It's Amazon backwards!
It's Amazon
backwards. Oh, how did it take us 8 weeks to notice that?
Wow.
Because he wasn't introduced till episode 3.
What?
Was he not in? Wasn't his character not introduced?
No, we're talking about the fact that the company name
Nozama Pharmacy
is Amazon
backwards. It's the word.
Well, it could be worse. Rearrange the words of Mark Hamill and you get Arkham.
There you go.
Luke Skywalker and Batman confirmed.
Yep.
No, it's just Mark Hamill was destined to be
Joker. No, it's just really cool seeing, like, Tachibana, whatever, like that, like, he's like beating the shit out of Momo. He's like, wow, you're really sturdy for a monster. And he's like, oh, I feel so alive.
Yeah, he's like beating Momo, but it's not working because he's got tough skin. And
yeah.
You can see his pipe bounce off the shoulder pads.
Like, Quigley and meanwhile, back in the forest, like, the Shrike, like, evolves or whatever like that.
It
and
grows
then, like,
a giant fucking hump.
Yeah.
And I'm like, level two, I guess.
Yeah, and then Omega is, like, chasing him down, whatever. And what's cool is, like, Shido and the other two others are, like, providing, like,
Covering fire
to, like, slow him down so Omega can catch up with him. And I'm just like, that's cool.
And then he literally finishes off by driving his fucking bike through it.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, no.
He just exploded.
Well, I actually forgot a scene in the previous episode where it's like, it's like they're fighting off the, bird Amazon. I can't remember.
Shrike.
Yeah, the Shrike Amazon. It's like, hit, random bike comes out of nowhere. Just,
Yep, and the bike's still making those fucking roars, and it's bugging the shit out of me still.
I don't even notice the roars.
The motorcycle. The actual bicycle that Jin threw at it.
Oh, yeah, there's at some point, just, like, Jin, like, throws a fucking bicycle at
it.
I'm just like, shakariki spots!
Watch it.
Jin is Genmu.
Watch it. Toei was just watching it, and we're like, that is a power.
Sure, why not?
Oh, God, imagine. So then, Tachibana is, like, about to, like, really beat the shit out of Mamoru, and then you just see, like, this kind of, like, behind view, or, like, it shows, like, Tachibana from the front, and you just see Omega just jump, like, right from, like,
yeah,
the sky, and I was like,
giant jump.
All three of us are just like, what the fuck?
Stop doing that!
And so he decides, like, he's gonna beat the shit out of him, and then,
I don't think it's ever even pointed out how he knew that was happening, or how...
He sensed Mamoru was in danger, probably. Amazon senses, remember?
My Amazon senses are tingling.
Yeah, exactly. He probably also, they were like, oh, we should check up on Nozomi and Mamoru and see how they're doing.
Guys, we're out of gas. I'm just going to leap there.
Yeah.
So he's about to, like, kill Tachibana, but then Jin stops on me. He's like, you're not fucking thinking straight, bud.
It's not that. It's like, oh, you just choose who to kill and who to protect based on your feelings. I have a black and white rule. Kill all Amazons, kill no humans.
Yeah, you don't know when to draw the line yet.
Which I have to say is kind of fucked up, because this guy is clearly a murderer and something needs to be done.
Yeah.
But they literally just leave him there and he completely vanishes from the scene. He's like sitting against the van in one shot, and then the next shot he's just gone.
He's just yelling, call the police!
Do something!
Come on!
At least beat the shit out of him! Don't kill him, but leave him, Bruce! No. See how he likes it!
Like, Shido's just like...
Yeah, but they didn't want to stoop down to his level. That, and they tossed a boot at him.
Yeah, like, Nozomi's just like, I'm gonna fucking beat the shit out of him. Just kind of goes in for a kick, goes to black for a second, comes back, she's not wearing a boot, and I'm like, oh. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
She's stopped herself.
Guys, they gave him the boot.
That was terrible.
And then what's cool, like, and there's a scene where, like, Shido's, like, talking to the rest of them. It's like, well, like, we're not heroes or whatever like that. We're just doing this because we get paid to do it. And then what's cool is, like, you just see Jin still walking away in the background. And, like, Haruka's just, like, pissed off at himself. And then, meanwhile, like, Nanaha meets, what's-her-face.
Mizuki.
Yeah, and she's like, why are you here? I'm looking for Haruka.
And blah, blah, blah. Oh, Haruka shouldn't fight. Oh, yeah, well, he is.
Oh,
and
if you kept
him
locked in that room, you'd taking away more of his freedom, and he'd feel even worse being locked up. And she's like, no, he can still let me free.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Who fucking cares?
This whole scene is filler.
Yeah.
This is filler. That's actually a brilliant idea.
And then...
That needs to be on the album.
And then later...
It's not to Craig.
Oh, fuck.
And then later on, I forgot the other board of directors dude.
Mean Hitchcock? Hitchcock?
Oh, yeah, Hitchcock guy?
That's what we're calling him.
Yeah, not Tachibana. That's what I call him.
President in the wheelchair.
Yeah, he goes to the, like, president wheelchair.
Apparently...
President Xavier.
Yeah. Apparently with, like, no visible signs of the encounter, so I guess that boot didn't actually hit him. Or he cleaned up real fucking good.
Well, it wasn't Tachibana, was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, he mentioned Tachibana.
He said his name.
Oh, okay.
Tobe Tachibana.
Oh.
No. Mayu Tachibana? That's a
girl. So, I don't know.
Tachibana from Blade? Okay, there are too many Tachibanas in this franchise.
Also from Forza.
Yeah, also from
Forza. Actually, he wasn't named Tachibana in Forza.
Tachibana Forza?
God, you went before saying. And then he's talking about like, oh, you know, I have
a secret project.
I have a secret project. Ooh. And it's literally Wild Sigma.
Yeah, it's almost done, but we need the Amazon belt data.
Oh, man.
Episode ends with Wild Sigma.
Yeah. I lost my shit because I was like, oh, finally.
And next week we see that Sigma debuts, and it's some random guy we don't know.
Or at least we didn't get a good look at his face.
Yeah.
You know who I could see it being? Haruka.
No.
Or, sorry, not Haruka. The guy who drove the taxi in the last episode.
Kazuya?
Yeah.
I mean, we saw his face, and it's not him.
It's not him.
It's not him.
Could be the pizza guy.
No. Put that down.
Put down that delicious tiny toy pizza.
It could be the Green Ranger.
No.
Get out.
It could be Kylo Ren.
Stop touching my legacy Green Ranger figure.
There's a lot
in stores now.
So next week, Into the Cannibal's Plot, the debut of Kamen Rider Amazon Sigma.
Yep.
Or, you know, just... Kamen Rider Sigma.
No, it's Kamen Rider Amazon Sigma.
All I'm saying is, guys, I'm looking forward to watching the rest of the show.
Wait, 9, yep. 10, 11, 12, 13, there's only
five episodes left?
Fuck.
Yeah. Fuck. Honestly, like, I could binge watch the rest of it right now if I want to, but... I'm
kind of tempted to at least watch the next episode.
I want to watch it with you guys.
Yeah.
You guys just want to watch the next episode now?
Well, no.
But, like, not record it, but like, just watch it now?
Guys, guess what? We beat a record.
21
minutes!
Yeah, right.
Although there's a bit of front to edit out.
Yeah, a bit. So,
that's it.
You want to wrap
episode 7 was,
Wow, we crammed 2 episodes into 20 minutes.
Well, episode 7, like, it was... What did you describe it as, Gar?
Lighthearted?
Yeah, it was the lighthearted episode, so it was showing, like...
There's a lot of real happy music.
Yeah, it was like, I have to say, the music in this show is just... It's great.
Honestly,
like, it's just a mixture of different things for, like, whatever tone of the scene is.
It really runs
great.
The gambit.
Yeah.
It does a good job.
But, yeah, it's really good. Mm-hmm. Also, we got to see what, like, they look like when they dehenshin, which is kind of cool. It's kind of like...
There were some real nice close-ups of...
Yeah,
kind of
just, like,
Omega
molds
de-henshin.
Back into their real bodies.
Yeah.
And then...
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Oh, yeah. Now, the show continues to be fucking amazing and makes us really feel for the team now. Like, you know, we all have our characters we really love and enjoy. We all feel for them, and now we're all worried
Mamoru.
That, like, all of them are going to die.
Mamoru.
I like Mamoru and Mizaki.
Nozama and Mamoru. Or Nozomi.
Yeah, Nozomi.
I keep mixing them up.
What about you, Gar?
I say Haruka and Jin.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I was saying while
the
we're watching
Goku
it.
And Vegeta the series.
But yeah, I was saying while we're watching it that it's awesome to see this established team and how they've got like their kitted out uniforms that are all they look like the Omega's armor because they're like dark green with red stripes.
Yeah.
And they're all like different classes. You got Haruka who's like the transforming warrior. You
the
got
DPS.
You got Momo who's like the supportive DPS. You got Shido who's like the captain, the commander with the pistol. You got Kazuya with the shotgun. Nozomi with the melee weapons, Fuku with the sniper rifle.
No, Mamoru,
and together
no.
They are team.
No,
are
no,
team
Nozomi's
green for Battle Fortress.
Nozomi's the supported DPS. Nope. Mamoru's the tank.
How would Mamoru?
Because no, Mamoru can take a beating.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so he's
I mean,
the tank.
He did this episode.
Yeah, so he's the tank.
Okay.
Like a lot.
There we go. So we got our raid team for raid like an
they're ready for Legion.
Woo! They're ready for Team Fortress.
Well, Warcraft Legion out now.
Yeah.
We're plugging everything in this.
Alright.
Oh, news happened, like, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the news show.
No, well, yeah.
No, but it's related to Amazon.
Yeah, it's related to Amazon.
Okay.
Season 2 production just started.
Yay! Woo! I'm not going to watch the trailer because there might be spoilers.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's basically just the cast announcing. Hey.
Okay.
We're starting it.
We're doing
it. Here's the thing. Even that is kind of a spoiler because it confirms who survives.
Honestly, I couldn't tell.
Don't say anything.
Again, I only saw, like, the first second of the trailer, which it didn't... Like, I don't even know who's in it.
But yeah, everyone who's listening to this, if you still have not watched Amazon's yet, what the fuck are you doing?
It's
go watch
good.
It.
Even if you didn't like Amazon, and that's perfectly understandable, because I didn't, this show was good.
Yeah.
You know, I still need to watch the original Amazon.
Me too. Me and Raven have to.
I only watched the episodes we did for the sake of Cast Ranger, and I have zero interest in pursuing it.
Why did you guys watch it for Cast Ranger?
Show appreciation.
Yeah, we do. We do show appreciation.
We need to watch more X.
Yeah.
Fucking Ant Capone.
Ant Capone.
Genghis Condor.
Yeah.
starfish.
No, what was the other one? Fucking rhinoceros lupin or something like that?
I don't know.
It was like a rhinoceros beetle lupin or something.
Oh god. Anyways.
Starfish Hitler.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we did the Starfish Hitler.
We did do Starfish Hitler. That was great.
Okay. Anyways, wrap it up.
So go subscribe to us on Twitter and
okay.
Subscribe to us on Twitter, follow us on YouTube.
CastRanger.podbean.com is our primary website. We also have a recently established YouTube channel.
If you like our content.
Sorry, which hit 69 subscribers recently?
Yes, all right, guys. Giggity. We can retire.
Yeah.
All right, channel's shutting down as of today.
Yeah.
If you, not really.
Check out our Patreon and consider pledging to help us make the show even better. And check out the Cast Ranger Facebook page where Dave posts memes every Monday. And check out the Ixie Studios Twitter for all immediate and live updates.
And check out Gar's Toku Blogs where I talk about random Toku stuff that happens recently.
And check out my Pinkcaster Twitter account. It's pretty fun.
Plugging!
He's got a Pinkcaster icon.
I do, and I'm having a Pinkcaster pop vinyl currently in the works.
Yeah, well, you don't have a Yellowcaster movie in the works. What?
Fucker, you haven't told me how you got that picture made.
What picture?
Of the pop picture. Caster pop.
Oh, me?
I have my way!
Cut recording!
Night, everybody!
Bye, everyone. And believe in Amazons.